It's Radar Contact, a bi-weekly audio newsletter for subscribers to atccommunication.com. I'm Jeff Canarish, and this is audio edition number 2 for the 12th of October, 2011. Well, hey there. I hope you're having a good week. I certainly am. In fact, yesterday was my and my bride's 20th wedding anniversary. And she got me some tickets to the Florida-Georgia football game. Go Gators! Something I've been wanting to do for years, but have you taken a look at the price of some of these classic matchup football games? Man, are they expensive. But for the 20th, she went and got me those tickets, so thank you, hon. I love you, dear. Well, let's get started with the first of three topics. This first one is called The Case of the Invisible Airplane. Ooh, mysterious, huh? Well, I'm about to unravel the mystery for you. Let's say you're flying along in flight in your airplane. It's a clear and beautiful day. You can see a million miles, just perfect for flying VFR, which you are, and you're with air traffic control using VFR flight following. Everything's going very well when all of a sudden air traffic control says to you, traffic alert, traffic, 12 o'clock, opposite direction, 10 miles, 1,000 feet above you. So now if you do what I generally do in my airplane, you lean forward about 6 inches and you look outside as though leaning forward 6 inches is going to make any difference when you're looking across 10 miles. But I don't know, it's a habit I have. Maybe you do it too. And you look out there and you don't see a thing, just clear, beautiful horizon, absolutely nothing else. Well, you know, 10 miles is a long way away and that traffic is probably a pretty small airplane. So you're continue to look and you don't see anything. After a minute or two and you still don't see anything, you ask the air traffic controller where that traffic is now, and he says, traffic now 5 miles opposite direction, 1,000 feet above you. And you look out there at 12 o'clock and it just isn't there. About 2 or 3 minutes later, you notice traffic passing well off to your right at about your 2 to 3 o'clock position, going the opposite direction and 1,000 feet above you. Now that's strange. Why did that airplane pass down your right side when, if it was at 12 o'clock, it should have passed directly above you? Have you figured it out? What are the winds doing? Well, as it turns out, it's a pretty windy day, and as you're flying along at 3,500 feet, the winds are blowing from your left, let's say, at about 20 to 30 miles an hour. Which way is the nose of your aircraft pointing relative to your direction of travel? Of course, you're crabbing to the left. In order to continue along your course, you have to turn into the wind, in this case from your left. Does the air traffic controller know which way your nose is pointing? Well, maybe, but probably not. So when he calls out traffic to you at your 12 o'clock, what he's looking at is the direction of travel of the blip of your aircraft on his radar screen. He doesn't know which way your nose is pointing. All he knows is which direction your aircraft is traveling. So relative to the direction of travel of the blip on the radar screen, the traffic he called out was indeed at your 12 o'clock. But because your nose is pointing, I don't know, 20, 25 degrees to the left in a crab, in actuality, you should have been looking at your 1 to 2 o'clock for that traffic. And that is why that airplane that you were looking for appeared to be invisible. So the next time you're out there flying in strong crosswinds and air traffic control calls out traffic to you, scan the sector where your airplane is heading, not where your nose is necessarily pointing. Got it? All right, let's move on. Our next topic is the progress on the aircraft radio simulator plus something brand new. I am working on the program now for the aircraft radio simulator. You saw the interface when I put it out there 2 weeks ago, and I've received quite a bit of feedback, both good and not so good on the simulator. If you didn't give me any feedback and you've got something on your mind about it, of course you can write to me at any time at jeff@atccommunication.com, or you can leave a comment at the insiders page at atccommunication.com. Since the interface is done, right now I am working on the programming, which is basically putting that simulator to use so it teaches you how to use the aircraft radio. But that's going to take a little while, and I'd like to get something out to you a little bit faster, so I'm working on something brand new. You're probably aware of a program that teaches you how to speak a second language. It's advertised on TV, You've seen it just about everywhere. It's readily available, and it's a pretty good program. I'm doing something similar for you for aviation communication. The program I'm working on right now teaches you the terminology to use with air traffic control. Now, this is not the same thing as the aircraft radio simulator. That teaches you to make radio calls in real time. No, what I'm working on right now is a program, more of a classroom type program, that teaches you the language of air traffic control. When I built it, I was thinking primarily of people who use English as a second language, but it can be for anybody who wants to learn to use basic air traffic control terminology. The reason why I'm working on this as well in parallel with Aircraft Radio Simulator is I believe I can get it out to you a lot quicker. And let's face it, the Radio Simulator is a pretty extensive program, and it's going to just take a little bit longer to develop. But with the language program, I really am shooting to get it out to you, or at least the first few units out to you, within the next couple of weeks. So look for that. I'll provide some more updates as we go along. All right, let's move on to today's question. Today's question is about getting air traffic control to give you vectors direct to a point on the ground. Now, if you look at the show notes along with this issue of radar contact, you'll see I have a map there of South Florida. I want to place you somewhere in South Central Florida heading towards the Virginia Key VOR. Do you see it there? It's pretty close to Miami, the Virginia Key VOR. Only you're far enough away at this point that your VOR receiver cannot pick up the signal from Virginia Key. So you call up air traffic control, in this case Miami Center, and you say, Miami Center, requesting a vector direct to Virginia Key. Now, would you expect Miami Center to do? You'd expect Miami Center to give you a heading direct to Virginia Key, but that's not what happens in this case. In this case, Miami Center calls another airplane and says, November 654 Kilo Romeo, say you're heading to Dolphin. Now, if you look at your map again, you'll see that Dolphin is pretty close to Virginia Key, but it's not exactly next door. So that aircraft comes back, heading to Dolphin is 185. Miami Center acknowledges that radio call and then says to you, for vectors to Virginia Key, fly heading 195. So here's today's question. When you asked for vectors direct to Virginia Key from Miami Center, why did they ask that other aircraft what its heading was to Dolphin VOR? Why did they ask the other aircraft what its heading is to Dolphin VOR? That's today's question. Once you think you've got the answer figured out, you can go to the insiders page at atccommunication.com and find the answer there. I've left the link to that insiders page along with the password on the show notes to this broadcast. Well, that's all I have for this week. I hope you have a great week. If you're going flying, I hope you have beautiful weather and enjoy yourself. I'm Jeff Canarish saying be well and fly safe.